world. Hello, taxi world. Hello, New York, Chicago, San Francisco, Toledo, Ohio, and Brooklyn. This is the Mike and Abe show. Brooklyn, New York, my hometown. Okay?
God's country.
This is the Mike and Abe show, and I'm Abe, and Mike is here. Say hello, Mike.
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Mike.
Mike is somewhere in Queens, New York. We won't say where. Okay, in case anybody's looking for him. Okay. But you could go to the borough of Queens, a very big borough. Okay. I'm down south. Okay. I've turned into a southerner. Okay.
You're in the South Bronx.
Not quite.
It's almost like the South Bronx where you are, right?
Well, no. No, actually, it's very nice. Actually, the South Bronx has, I believe, is moving up in class in the last few years.
Oh, okay. That's nice.
Mike, I would like to dedicate this show to a big mistake that was made several years ago, but not unintentionally, okay, in my opinion,
right.
Okay? I believe that our industry was blindsided, and I'll call it blindsided sabotage when the rates were removed from our taxi doors.
Now, this is your opinion.
In your opinion,
what is this all about?
Well, Mike Bloomberg, our ex-mayor, was very angry at the industry when he came out in May of 2013. It was quite apparent when he said to one of the big medallion owners of our industry, okay, I'm going to destroy your effing industry in public, okay?
Right.
All right, in a public setting that everybody heard, it's in the New York Times and a lot of other newspapers from that date.
Let me just jump in real quick on that. Do you think he wanted to do that anyway, or do you think that was the starting bell for him to make it his life's mission to want to do that?
Well, here's what happened. Let me go over some history here, okay? It all started when Mike Bloomberg wanted to turn wanted to turn our whole taxi fleet hybrid. Okay?
Right.
And, there's a picture of him in a New York Times article where he's standing with one of the people that were going to create the hybrid taxis, a guy in a nice suit. And this is dated February 10th, 2013. Okay?
Right.
And our industry went to court trying to prevent this. Okay, they said that he didn't have the right to dictate to the industry what kind of cars we should buy. Okay, Bloomberg lost the lawsuit. Okay, he lost the lawsuit.
Right.
Okay. And what happened after that, and now this was, 2008, 2009, something like that. What happened after that was people started buying hybrid taxis on their own, okay?
Right.
Why? Because they were great cars, okay?
But free market,
yeah. Yeah, right, okay? And then he wanted this Taxi of Tomorrow thing, and he was challenged in court and about turning us over to one kind of vehicle, and he lost that also. Okay.
Well, let me just for the folks in radio land who don't understand what the Taxi of Tomorrow is. The Taxi of Tomorrow, I think, is a Bloomberg creation that he helped invent for this wheelchair accessible vehicle program that he wanted, and it was supposed to be the Taxi of Tomorrow, like one cab for the industry. Along the lines of what Checker had like years ago, but this Taxi of Tomorrow has a lot of glitches in it. I mean, in my opinion, so it just it basically is stalled out in the local courts. It hasn't gone to the Supreme Court because I don't see how a former mayor, can dictate policy for a city commission until further notice. I mean, it just like why do you have to be in jail to buy one thing? I mean, you would think it'd be it would violate antitrust laws. I mean, it just makes no sense how this thing is still on the books.
It is. Well, you know, eventually the taxi industry did lose the lawsuit, and we do have to buy the taxi tomorrow. Okay, I mean after we won it, and then it was appealed, and we lost the appeal, and then they made other arguments, and it stayed in court and for a long time, and you know up until 2015 when it was decided that we really had no way out. Okay,
I'm not the legal eagle of all this, but if it was taken a step further to the Supreme Court of the United States. I think it would get thrown out in a heartbeat, because you got to get out of this Eastern local New York thing, because I have a very dim view of some of the judges who are asked to decide cases in New York when it comes to stuff like this. I mean,
right.
You have powerful people put there for a reason, and if you got it out of the city and local level, I mean, there are some attorneys I've talked to, they say you got to get it out of the city. Like
right.
That.
Okay, Mike, let me finish what I started, okay? All right. Okay. So anyway, you know, back in 2010, Matthew Dow stepped down as commissioner. Okay. And you could try to figure out why he did and why he didn't. But this is what I know. When David Yaski was made commissioner in 2010, Alan Decker, a man who I worked for, confided in me. He had a meeting with Yaski. Okay, and he came back and he said, you know, I'm very surprised. He said he's more concerned about the non-yellow for-hire vehicles than he is about the yellow taxis. He told me. Okay. Yeah. Okay. But neither him nor I or anybody else in the industry had any idea what was going on. Okay. This is what I mean by we were blindsided. Okay,
right.
Uber came into existence in 2011. Just, this is all circumstantial. Okay, and
right.
you could figure out for yourself what really happened. Okay, now,
right.
In 2012, we were given a fare increase. Okay,
mm-hmm.
Everybody's happy. Okay, some of the owners weren't right. happy because we didn't get any part of the fare increase. The owners. Okay.
And this is still under Bloomberg.
This is still under Bloomberg, right? Okay. The drivers were happy. They got most of the increases. Okay, most of the increase, or almost all the increase. Okay. I as an owner was a little disappointed, but as a driver, I was very happy. Okay, to have this increase. Okay.
Right.
But at that time, the rates were removed from the doors. When we put the new decals on the car, the rates were no longer there. Okay?
Now, ordinarily, just for the folks out in radio land, when we would get a fare increase, obviously, we would get new stickers to put on the door, showing the people exactly how much the fare was going to be with the new rates, and it would just be a case of changing the old rates with the numbers on it to the new rates with the numbers on it. But you're saying this next go-round, that didn't happen.
Okay, and now that didn't sit well with a lot of people in our industry, okay? And
mm-hmm.
and it also didn't sit well with James Vacca, the head of the Transportation Committee. He introduced a bill, okay?
Yeah.
Now, let me just say this. Today, we realize those rates should have been on the door. Then we didn't like that they were taking them off, but we didn't see any real harm in it at that time, other than we didn't think it was kosher. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, right. Those rates had been on the doors for 80 years that the taxis were in business, and probably long before that. Okay. You know, I mean, since the early 1900s. Okay. Those rates had been on the door. Every time there was a rate increase, it was changed. Okay. People get into a taxi, they know how much they're paying. Okay.
Right.
They were removed without any feedback from hearings or anything like that. So Councilman Vacca decided to introduce a bill in the city council. Okay, and this bill was introduced. I have it here. It was introduced. Let me just bring it up here.
What's the number of the bill? The number.
I'm gonna find. I have it here. Just give me a second. I got to get to it. The number of the bill was intro 929. Okay.
929.
Right. Okay.
Tobacco. Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. Okay. And the purpose of this bill was that not only should the rates be on the doors, it was also that the word taxi should be on the car also, not just the letter T, as was right. removed. When T came around, to replace taxi, Matthew Dowse was the commissioner, and he did it up for artistic reasons. It looked nice. Okay. But Dowse left the rates on the door. He was sensible enough to know that the rates should remain on the door. So he moved the rates from the front door to the rear door and put the letter T on the front door. Okay, but here VACA right. wants to put both the word taxi and the rates back on the door. Now,
of course.
Now, one of the biggest opponents of the bill was Ashwani Shabra, or Shabra, however you say it, spelled Chhabra. He was the deputy commissioner at the TLC. This is the same man, okay, that May 20th, 2014, defected from his position as deputy commissioner at the TLC and went to Uber.
Straight to Uber.
Straight to Uber. Okay.
No year off or 6 months off. Just straight
no,
to Uber.
No, just I quit. I'm going to Uber. Okay. This was in May 20th, 2014, and it was in July 20th of 2014 that Uber declared war on the taxi industry.
Holy mackerel.
Okay. So Mr. Shababra, okay, the deputy yeah. commissioner of the TLC, testified to the city council, okay, and this was in May of 2012, I believe, when this was done, okay. It was November of 2012. Okay, he testified to the city council why it's not necessary to have the rates on the door. And here I'll read some of his testimony. Okay.
So he's working for TLC, the taxi commission now.
Right.
Testifying before the city council, saying it's not really worth it to have the rates on the taxi doors.
Right.
Then 2 months later, he quits the taxi.
Not 2 months later. 2 years later. Okay.
2 years later.
But right. still, this appears, to be something that they're working their way up to set the taxis so that they don't so that they lose their favor,
Right.
When Uber went to war with the taxis, one of the first things I read was Uber now giving rides from Grand Central to Wall Street for $10.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they didn't want the rates on the door because they wanted Uber. And this is my own contention of this. Okay, they wanted Uber, which I believe they were already plotting with. Okay. Mm-hmm. They wanted Uber to be able to lower their rates, okay? They wanted Uber to be able to lower their rates, and they wanted to blindside the public how much taxis really cost. Now, one of Shababra's arguments was everybody knows what the taxis cost, okay? We don't need the rates.
Not the people coming in from the airport.
Well, we're right. Well, most New Yorkers did, okay? And I'll agree with that,
yeah.
Okay? But no, the people from out of town, how are they supposed to know what the taxis cost, okay?
Correct.
Okay, and this is what he testified. He said, well, you don't really need to know what – everybody knows they're yellow, they're taxis. You don't need to let the word taxi on them. Everybody knows they're taxis. Everybody knows what they cost. But the thing was – why even think of this? Why?
Right.
Why? Those rates were on the doors. Those rates were on the doors for 80 years. Leave them there. Why worry about the people that know what the rates are? Why not worry about the people that don't know what the rates are?
Yeah.
Okay,
it's not broken. Don't fix it.
Yeah, it wasn't broken. There was nothing wrong with having the rates on the door. Okay, so Uber right. now, when they come into business, they could announce their rates, you know, and we have no way to fight back.
Correct.
Okay, we yes. have no way to fight. We've been our hands have been cut off.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now it's reached a point. Now it's reached a point where, you know, and this has been going on for some time. All right, with the doormen at hotels. When people come out from right. out of town and they don't know the taxi rates or the black car rates, you know, they tell them, they bring them to the side and they say, oh, the taxis to the airport are too much money. You wouldn't want to take one of those yellow cars. I have a nice right. black car here for you, and it's only $85 mm-hmm. to the airport. Only $125 right. to the airport. Hold on. Mm-hmm. Okay, where was I?
You were about the rates on the door, the people can't see it who aren't from New York. Like they get snookered.
Right. They get snookered. Okay. And the, you know, the doormen are using this now to take advantage of the taxis. Okay. And you know, and even yeah. even Vacker during the hearing, you know, after Chababra gave his testimony, he said, I appreciate your testimony. Let me just go over several points. I still am not clear why the rate was removed from the window of the taxi. I guess he meant the door. I know right. you say that you've implemented other measures, but why did you think it was appropriate to remove the rate that existed for years place where it was? That's what I'm not clear on. What was the necessity of doing that? Was it harmful to give people that type of information? The only explanation I heard was that you would have to break down the things like that. You know, in part of his testimony, Chababra said, yeah, well, there's all these different little rates, the 50 cents MTA charge, the discharge or that charge, the flat rate to the airport. You know, too much information we got to give. Okay, and Vacker is saying, what are you talking about? They should know before they yeah. go into the cab. I was on a train. I took the train before I got on. Before I knew, I took the train here today. I knew how much the fare was before I got on the train. I didn't get on the train and look and say, how much am I going to pay? You know, Chababra said, well, they could get into the cab and see what the rate is on the rate card. You know, well, it's too late once you're in the cab. You know. I mean, those rates belong on the doors, okay?
Yes.
I mean, this is nuts. This is absolutely nuts, okay? Mm-hmm. I mean, but the thing is, did you know about this hearing when it was happening?
This is all breaking news 2 years later.
4 years later. 4 years later.
4 years later.
Right.
And I'll tell you something else. I don't know why one of our people in the industry didn't set their hair on fire when this was taking place. I mean, we need a firebrand in this industry to go down there and start screaming. Because this guy has no right to say this, especially the guy who is now, in retrospect, maybe had his eye on something else outside the industry when he quit TLC.
Well, that's obvious. That's obvious. That's obvious.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, Uber was already around, and they were talking to the TLC from the minute they got here.
Right.
Okay,
right.
Here's what we want to do. Yeah. Here's what we want to do. And Bloomberg put $70 billion into that industry the day he got out of office. Okay, not only
wow.
did he put $70 million into it, he said on his radio show, and I'll try to remember exactly what he said. I read this in an article. He said on his radio show, he said, I don't understand these medallion owners. You give them a license, and then they trade the medallions. They trade the medallions for money. You know, they go up in value. He said, there's only one solution. Invest in Uber, he said.
That's what he said?
Yes.
Well, guess what? I mean, it's a ridiculous statement, because the problem with Uber, according to the drivers that I talk to who work for Uber, is there's no equity in Uber. Uber's ad, what do they call it? It's a side gig, all right? Basically, you work for Uber. They've just assumed the role of basically pizza delivery guy.
Yeah,
a few bucks in
yeah but the investors.
So there's no equity.
But he's talking to people that were going to throw, you know, $500,000 into it. You know, invest in the company like he did. Okay, none of those people have gotten a dime yet. Okay.
They're still waiting.
Right.
The Uber people.
Right. But let me see. Yeah. Let me find this. There's other testimony by people like Peter Mazur, right? It's on page 57 here of this. I have the whole city council hearing here. Okay.
What's the date of the city council hearing? What is the date of this?
It's hold on, I'll give you that. That was on it was in 2012. It was November 26, 2012. Okay?
Okay, good. So okay. It's like 3 years ago, figure. Give it.
Yeah, November 12. This is November 16, October. This is 4 years ago. Okay?
Right.
Okay.
What you're saying, they were basically laying the foundation for all this bullshit that we're dealing with today
right.
from this one city council meeting, starting
right.
with the rates on the door.
Right. And right. Peter Mazur over the MTBOT, he's the legal counsel there. You know, Peter Mazur said that the rates should be on the door. You know, this is ridiculous.
Right.
Okay. Our friend Taxi Dave said the same thing at this hearing. Okay, but here's the killer, though. Taxi Dave. I have my notes here. He's on page 92. Okay, David Pollack. Okay, good morning, council members. My name is David Pollack. I'm the executive director of the Committee for Taxi Safety. We represent leasing agents and fleets totaling about 2,200 taxis. And all the drivers. Happy Thanksgiving to everyone, and I'm especially glad to see that Councilwoman Brewer is here because she has self-proclaimed more than once that she takes more taxis than any other council person.
We don't have to read the whole thing, just like...
He was in favor of it. I'd like to compliment, echo, and reinforce the comments of my colleagues here. In the TLC's mission statement, they state that they do what's best for the public we serve, and doing best for the public that they serve, not being transparent. I agree. I lost it. Hold on. I agree with your comments, Mr. Chairman. Transparency is the utmost necessity. Okay? In other words,
right.
Transparency meaning that the rates should be on the door.
Right.
We saw what happened in the pedicab scandals, and tourists are entitled to know before they get into the cab what the rates are. The pedicab scandals were those pedicabs up by Central Park without there was no rates on them, and they were charging people $50 a block, $100 a block, if you remember. Okay, and then and then the city council made them put rates on the pedicabs. Okay.
Yeah.
Councilman Capel hit on it. You don't have to spell out every little thing. For every 600 feet while vehicle is in motion under 6 miles. And I don't want to read the whole thing, okay? But you know, he sensibly said that we need the rates on the door, okay?
All right, so Taxi Dave stepped up. Taxi Dave stepped up.
Yeah, and I'll quote what Taxi Dave says today. And he mentioned, he said that at that hearing, Chubabra said, that nobody has complained that the rates are off the doors, and Taxi Dave said to him, well, did anybody complain that the rates were on the doors?
Right.
You know, I mean, this is madness, but here's the thing that kills me. This thing never got voted on.
Oh, okay.
Okay, somehow they got it pushed to the side without a vote, and the rates remained off the doors.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Now, Carolyn, yeah. my head reporter. Okay, I call her Woodward and Bernstein. Okay.
Right.
Because
good.
She's the one that uncovers all of this. Okay.
She's a good person.
Yeah, she said that she spoke to Vaca and asked him if he could reintroduce this. Okay, and he told her talk to the TLC.
Talk to the TLC.
Right. In other words, it's that was his answer. Talk to the TLC. In other words, let the TLC decide, because it was the TLC that decided in the first place to take the rates off the door. Okay. So I'm asking the TLC now put the rates back on the door. Okay. The doormen at the hotels are ripping people off because the rates are off the doors.
And at the airports.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm done.
Well,
I've said what I want to say, okay?
That's good. Well, you've said a lot, and I'll tell you something. It basically, from what we know now, 4 years later, that was a big first step to basically just lay out the red carpet for the Uber et al. Characters. Because now, first, you've taken away the customer's ability to see what the price is. But yet, I look at, like you said, I look at the bus, I look at the subways, and I even look at the restaurants. I mean, you go into a restaurant, by law, they have to have the menu in the window.
That's right.
Okay?
I thought of that earlier.
And yeah, and your other place, you go into a movie, the movie has the price. There's a lot of businesses here that there's some blue law or some law that says, okay, you have to have the price in the window of your service or product. And the fact that the yellow cab doesn't, let me tell you something. There's a whole new group of people who have managed to get a stranglehold on the city council and city hall. I don't know where they came from. It's like they just dropped out of the sky. And I'm a career Democrat living in New York City. And I caught hell for voting for Trump. It's like, oh, can you vote for Trump? Oh, you're a career Democrat. I said, well, I'm a career Democrat because I don't know what happened to the career Democrats. And you see all these people with these little games and chicanery and, testifying in front of the city council to say that, we don't need the sun. The sun is too hot and stuff like that, So now we have a situation where it's a complete mess. And we have to basically tell people who have been screwing us for 4 years to undo what they've been doing, and it's going to be tricky business. And we do have a mayoral election coming up in the fall,
right,
of 2017.
Right.
And lots of city council people are also up for re-election and election. And I tell you, it's scary because nobody knows about it. Everybody's sleeping. So we have to start putting some pressure on people to say, listen, these people are out of their mind. We have to get rid of them and replace them with people who care about the city. We care about the cabbies, care about cabbie customers, care about passengers and tourists getting ripped off at the airports. And apparently, maybe it's just vote opposite in this next election, because what I see right now, everything's upside down. So if everything's upside down and you vote opposite, then maybe everything will be right side up. That's my little opinion.
Okay.
On that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. The rates have to go back on the doors. Okay, that's the first step to curing our ills. Okay, they should never have been taken off. Okay, I just hope it's not too late to correct this. Okay,
it's a nothing thing. I mean, the one thing I could say is, like, listen. First of all, the logical approach would be give some kind of cost of living adjustment to the drivers and even to some of the taxi owners, because they have expenses too. So when you change the sticker for the new rate coming up,
mm-hmm.
then you can get a 2-for-1. The drivers will get a couple of bucks in their pocket so they can stay in the business. Because I see what Uber is doing. Uber is charging double and triple the rate, and all this propaganda previously that we have to crawl on our hands and knees and beg the taxi commission for another quarter in our pocket to drive a cab. Now it turns out it was all just like a big show. Because it's Uber, if nothing else, they've proven people have money in New York. They don't care about a couple of bucks extra to get quality cab service. And they're paying a couple of bucks extra, and they ain't exactly getting quality cab service when they're paying double and triple the rate for an inferior service.
Yeah.
So if you could take care of the yellow cab and strengthen the yellow cab business back to its previous glory, you could give a little cost of living increase for the drivers and change the sticker on the door. So it reflects a logical thing that tells people how much the cab costs. It's ridiculous.
Okay. One more thing I want to point out here is that as far as the hotel doormen and what they're doing, it was in the New York Post in May of 2014. Hotel doormen sent tourists to airport in livery cabs for kickbacks.
Yeah.
Okay. And in this article, it says that it's extortion. Taxi Dave said, okay. And uh-huh. In this article, I think Mira Joshi said, well, we're gonna do the best we can, okay. And
right.
And really, nothing has been done, and it's only gotten worse, okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's that all about? And coincidentally here. This article was written by Kevin Fasnick, okay, Fasick, and Rebecca Hashberger. Hashbarger. Right. Okay. And coincidentally, I understand Hashbarger now works for the TLC.
You're joking.
No.
She works for the TLC.
Yeah. That's what my reporter Carolyn told me.
And what's the other guy's name? I got a little news.
Kevin Fasick.
Yeah. Well, I had him in the cab. He gave me a business card.
Well, it was nice of them to write this article, but you know, Rebecca, if you did write this article, tell him to act on it over there. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, by the way, I wrote this article. Maybe we could do something.
Okay.
Well, I'll tell you one thing is everything with the City Hall strategy is that everything is wonderful. We're perfect. There's nothing wrong. Nothing to see. Keep moving. So we basically have to go to the press and do jumping jacks to tell people, no, not everything is wonderful. But what are we asking for? We just want, there's a lot of confusion with cabbies getting ripped off and tourists getting ripped off of the airport. We just want the rate stickers back on the door so the people know how much a cab costs. That's all. Why is this so complicated?
Yeah.
It's like a sticker. I'm sure I speak for myself and the cabbies. I will pay for the new sticker. Was it $5?
Oh, come on. It says it's pennies. Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that's the least concern is how much the sticker costs. Okay. It's costing us not to be on the doors.
Now, let me ask them. Did they pass a law, the taxi commission, that said
no.
Specifically cabbies are not allowed to have rates on the door?
No. No. Not that any of us could find. This was something that was dictated to us.
But, I mean, is there a law that says this will be the new sticker and you're not allowed to have rates on the door?
It was just told that this is what the sticker will be.
The bottom line is, what are we asking the taxi commission to do? We're saying, listen, we had stickers on the door that tells people how much it costs. Put the stickers back on the door. Because we get people, at the very least, in front of hotels and at the airports, tourists and other visitors to our city who are getting ripped off right and left because the passengers don't see the price on the side of a cab door. Now, if you're a city council person or someone who works for the taxi commission who wants people to get ripped off at the airport by hustlers and illegal cabs, then maybe you should not be there working at the taxi commission, because the cabbies and the tourists and the passengers want the rates on the side of the cab doors. And I got news for you. The rates inside the cab on the rate card, it's written in teeny tiny itty bitty type.
Right,
where
right.
People can't
right.
even read the damn thing.
Right.
So
right.
It's a very good point.
Okay.
And we're going to step up and get back into it.
Right. Okay. So, Mike, you know, I'm a little bit short for time today. So let's end this show right now. Okay. You know, I've gotten my point across. You've made some great comments about the subject, and you know, let's keep up the fight. And Taxi Dave, I know, told me in an email that he's going to start talking about this on his Taxi Dave show. Okay.
By all means, I'm
okay.
there, and I'll tell you, I'm helping him with some of the stuff with the newspaper and the radio show. I do what I can, you know
yeah.
what I mean, and you do too.
Yeah.
But this is so simple. This is like rudimentary building block stuff of just having the taxi rate. We're the only cab in America that doesn't have rates on the side of our cab. It's ridiculous.
And pretty much, you know, all other major cities have them. Okay. And I'm going to take some pictures down here in Fort Lauderdale. Not only do they have the rates on the door, they have the app on the door.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
This should be, you know, the Arrow app should be on the door. The Curb app, is that what it is, should be on the door? Right?
I guess.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, so people know, hey, you want us, this is what you do. Okay. You know, right. having a guy with his hand up in the air, metered rate, tells people absolutely nothing.
Right.
Okay.
Right, right. It says, like, if you're just saying metered rate without any numbers to go with it, that's a joke.
You know, the funny thing, Mike, is when this hearing was done back in 2012, I was still in New York. And did I know about it?
Right.
No. Was there any publicity about it? No. Okay?
Right.
Okay, I would have loved to have testified at that hearing. I would have adamantly told Councilman Vaca, hey, you got to get those rates back on the door. Okay?
Yeah.
You know, this is, you know, I knew there was something up when they took them off. I knew it, you know, my gut was telling me this is not right. This is not right. Okay? Mm-hmm. And I'm going to end the show on that note. Okay? And ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back next Sunday, and hopefully we'll have some more news on this. If you want to comment on it, please go to our message board. Okay? It's a little, I know it's a little difficult to log on, and you have to register and all of that, but that's to keep the scammers off the board. Okay?
To keep the riffraff out.
Right. Yeah. Okay. So register to be on our message board, please. Okay? And you know, I will approve you. Okay?
Okay. Oh, and here, just a last passing thing. The New York Post did a very good story about the traffic. And even Lou Dobbs.
Oh, yeah. Let's save that for our next show, okay?
All right. But just so you know, Lou Dobbs is on board, and his little comment about the traffic in New York City is, fascistic left is real reason for New York City's traffic nightmare. Bingo. So we're going to give you that as a tease for next week. We're going to follow up. And we're going to have great shows for you guys out there in Radio Land. And we are trying to help. And we're trying to help the people who aren't driving cabs, like the tourists and all the other people who spend billions of dollars in New York and are being treated horribly because of a few knuckleheads don't know how to do their job.
Yeah. Okay, Mike. Okay, I'm gonna say good night to everybody. Okay?
Good night and good day, good night, good everything.
Okay. All right. We'll see you soon.
Okay, bye.
Bye.
Got it. Bye.